wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
Roland Martin, good morning. Where are you this morning?
I am in New York, sitting on the set with Soledad O'Brien for Starting Point on CNN, having a blast. And I had a fabulous, fabulous weekend. And also repping my sickle cell anemia lapel pin so we can raise our profile for sickle cell anemia. So important for all of us, Tom. Hot topic yesterday, Sybil, on Washington Watch on TV One. It was too early for Jay. He probably was just getting in when it aired on the West Coast. And we talked about Governor Jan Brewer and the disrespect of President Barack Obama. And what's amazing, Tom, her book sales went up 150,000% on Amazon after the whole deal went down. So, really, what is this all about? And when I got this book in the mail from my homeboy Tim Wise, that said it all. The book is called, his new book is called Dear White America, Letter to a New Minority. Mm. Tim joins us this morning. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
Tim, isn't this incident indicative of this whole notion of, oh my goodness, these black folks are just taking over and we don't know what to do?
Well, you know, these folks in Arizona are sort of losing their mind. I don't know for sure if it's just with the president or just this larger situation. We got several things going on at once that I talk about in the book. And among them is certainly the election of a black president. The fact that for some white folks, particularly older white folks, three and a half years in, they still really cannot get used to having a leader who's not only a man of color, but a man with a name that for some white folks is obviously exotic, you know, don't know how to pronounce it, don't know where he's from. His father's not even African-American. He's actually African. Oh, my God, how do we deal with that? But I think beyond that, there are three other things going on that have white Americans a little bit confused and a little bit nervous and fearful. One, of course, is the economic meltdown. You know, it's the first time in three generations that white Americans have really looked at double-digit unemployment square in the face. Now, we all know that's not new for everybody. It's not new for black folks. It's not new for Latino folk. It's not new for Native American folk. But for white Americans, you know, that's like two, three generations, 75 years roughly, since that has happened. We also have, at the very same time, a pop culture that is thoroughly multicultural. So for white folks who have gotten used to seeing ourselves reflected in the popular culture, now everybody's in, and that also shakes folks up. And then finally, you know, we have this demographic shift. In 30 years, about half the country will be people of color, half are going to be white. So now, white folks who have gotten used to seeing ourselves as sort of the prototypical floor model of an American are having to share that designation with, you know, millions of folks with different color, different culture, different religious backgrounds. And all that together is like a perfect storm of white anxiety.
And that's why Pat Buchanan is saying what he's saying, and what he's saying is like, look, you know, for so long, we didn't even have to think about other people in the room. It was all about us. Now, all of a sudden, oh, my God, we got to be worried about these minorities and television commercials and TV shows and all these other different places.
And they go to the grocery and there's ethnic food sections. Oh, my God. You know, like, used to be like ethnic food was just like pasta. You know, used to go get spaghetti, and that was ethnic. And now it's like stuff that a lot of people just, you know, and I'm being sarcastic to make the point that I think, and this isn't true for all white folks, but an awful lot
of
white Americans.
That's my question, Tim.
Yeah.
If it's not true for all white Americans, is it true for most of white Americans? That's my fear. Are most white Americans like this
I think that the majority of white Americans and all the research on subtle, subconscious, what they call implicit bias, certainly bears it out, that the majority of white Americans, about 75%, maybe 80%, are definitely have these ingrained subconscious biases against black folks and brown folks. Now, what's sad, of course, is some of that research also finds that, you know, about a third of African-American folk have biases against themselves that they have ingrained, at least. Same thing with Latino folk, Asian-American folk. So we definitely have a lot of that sort of subconscious bias. How much of it is conscious, I don't know. Of course, what's frightening is that the subconscious bias is capable of having a major effect, because if you don't realize that you have a bias, you can't interrupt the bias. You know, if I'm thinking negative things and I'm an employer, but I don't even realize I'm doing it, then it's very hard for me to interrupt the thought before it becomes the deed. You know, that's the scary thing.
Wow. I got to read this book. What's the name of the book?
Dear White America. The subtitle is Letter to a New Minority.
Get used to it. The world is changing. Tim Wise, we certainly appreciate it, folks. You can follow Tim at Tim Jacob Wise on Twitter.
All right, thanks a lot.
Not a problem. Yeah, Tim's like, I might get some followers now, some black followers, some Gary Owen followers.
All right.
All right, family, Roman. Back to the set.